right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 345. I am your host, GBD, here in Tokyo, Japan. And of course, we are joined by a man who is 0.5 better than you, Wombat.
And that's true. I can't hide that fact anymore.
And also a man who is a lot better than you, Shipwreck.
Woo!
Yes.
7.5.
I would say he's like a point better.
Okay, 8.5 then.
8.5. I'm better than everything. Excellent.
Excellent. Yep. Well, welcome to the show, everybody. A lot to talk about this week because it's Xbox One launch week and it's PlayStation 4 week for Shipwreck and Cheapy. So we got to play a lot of it. So we'll be talking about that. And Wombat will just pretend like he has one, or I don't know what he'll do. He'll make that noise every once in a while to let
the
you
whole
know
show.
Just to let you know that he doesn't have one, but he's still on the show.
Exactly. I'll try to make puns, as many puns as I possibly can.
Right. And maybe troll various.
Yeah, definitely troll.
Yes, that would work out very well.
I think so. I can't imagine it wouldn't.
Mm. So, Wombat, I can hear already that your voice quality is sounding superior to last week.
And there's a good reason for that. I have to give a lot of compliments to the fine folks at the Shure Microphone Company. When the mic first broke and I was unaware, first I went to their website, which is very easy to use, and to see how long their warranty is, because I wanted to double check that it was still under warranty, which it was. And all I needed to do was print out a form, fill it out, send my receipt, and mail back the microphone. I didn't have to put everything in there, just the microphone.
Right.
Like no wires, no housing.
Right.
You know. So I bundled it up, took it to the post office, mailed it back. I actually called them before I mailed it just to see what the procedure is. And I spoke to a really nice guy who's like, you know, put my name on the envelope so it comes to me directly. And this way I can, you know, expedite the shipping of a new microphone.
This way I can
just be sure. Just Jimmy Shore.
And I want to sniff it so I can smell your breath.
Exactly. So, yeah. So, I did that and I sent it to them. And when I shipped it out, I got insurance, and when I got confirmation that it was delivered, I called them again to see if they had it, but every time I called, I never had to wait on hold. There was always a live person. They actually didn't have it entered in the system yet when I called the first time, but they sent me an email shortly after, once it was in the system, like an automated email saying, here's we got your microphone, expected return date, and they put the date on, and it was like 4 days later. So 4 days later, my doorbell rings. It's the UPS man. They just shipped me a new one.
Now, I thought you were going to say it was the guy who told you to put his name on the package. He's like, I brought it back for you.
No, they just shipped me out a new one. They didn't, I mean, the thing was busted. It's not like, it's probably cheaper for them to do that than to spend the man hours trying to fix it.
Awesome.
But the whole thing in the fancy case and everything.
Nice. Well, yeah, you mean the shock mount too? They gave you a new shock mount?
Yeah. New shock mount, new wires, new everything.
Nice. Excellent. Well, sure. I will surely be buying another one of these mics.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people ask us often what equipment we recommend for doing a podcast. Shure microphones.
Right, but this is a high-end.
The one that breaks, but we'll then send you another one.
Yeah, sure. But really, there's a chance that all microphones are going to break, but I can't vouch for the customer service of every company. I can vouch for the customer service of the Shure company.
Right. I will say also, people also, when they do ask what type of equipment we use and how we do the show, if you Google CADcast production tips, there's a thread where I list all this stuff and tell you how we record the show and produce the show. I would not recommend buying a $250 microphone if you're just starting to podcast. That seems unless you're, money is not an issue for you. It's very excessive. But for veterans like ourselves, surely it's worth it. But that's good. Good stuff, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like I said, there's really very little I can complain about this.
The most important
experience.
You sound good to me again. So.
Exactly. And Shipwreck isn't cringing at the sound of my voice.
Right.
Not too much.
It's not a technical issue, at least.
No, it's more of an E3 week now. It sounds good.
Wow, that was low. Damn.
I like you, Wombat.
Whatever. I hope your child flushes your tiger ship right down the toilet.
Oh, that's mean. That's just mean there.
I saw you posted that. You posted that picture of the adult collectible G.I. Joe figure. What does an adult collectible G.I. Joe figure cost?
That one cost me shipped about $45.
What? I mean, is that an old figure?
No, it's a brand new one. There's a G.I. Joe collectors club that you can join every year, and they make, I don't know, probably 12 figures. I think they make one a month that are exclusive to that club. But to join that club, I think it's like, I don't know, $250.
What?
I don't know, $300 or something like that.
What is this nonsense?
But they make like exclusive figures. But this
year,
how
many of those exclusive figures do you get? Do you personally get?
Oh, no. This is the first one I've ever bought.
But you still have to spend that $300 to join the club?
No, no. I bought it. If you go to Big Bad Toy Store. Oh, my gosh. BigBadToyStore.com. They sell them individually because they just have a membership or whatever, and then they sell them off piecemeal. So I just paid the $45 and got the shipwreck.
Just,
you know.
That's like a 6-inch figure or something?
No, it's a 3¾-inch. It's a G.I. Joe figure.
Wow.
It's a standard issue G.I. Joe.
And it's $45. I feel a lot better about my $150 Soundwave masterpiece figure that sucks. But at least
I have that too.
Yours was cheaper though.
Mine was cheaper, so I went there. But it's Tiger Force Shipwreck. He never came out in the States. He only came out in Brazil.
I remember the whole Tiger Force series. It was pretty cool.
Oh, it was great. They took the figures they already sold you and they repainted them and sold them to you again.
And I bought them, and I bought the vehicle. The tiger-striped vehicles were pretty sweet, though.
Oh, they were great because they flip-flopped the Cobra vehicles and the Joe vehicles.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I don't remember if they were all that way, but a lot of
them were. It was the one, like, I remember, yeah, because it was Copperhead's boat.
Yeah, the Moccasin.
Yeah. That Moccasin was one, and that was now a G.I. Joe Tiger boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see?
Interesting.
I can hang.
Hang. This is the nerdiest conversation ever.
I could hang with Shipwreck.
And now let's talk about astrophysics.
What was the Cobra force that went along with Tiger Force?
Viper Force?
No.
I tried.
It's the Python Patrol.
Oh, Python Patrol. I'm sorry, I said Vipers instead of Pythons.
Right. You would have got
evict me from the club.
Anyway, I had something very exciting happen to me the other day, something that I've been waiting for 8 years since I've lived in Japan. I finally had a young Japanese boy try to stick his finger in my ass, which, you know, was interesting. That's called, I don't know if you've heard about this, but that's actually like a thing here. They call it concho, and it's like a joke, I guess. So I was at Tokyo American Club with Ty, and, you know, I was just walking back to my table after, I don't know what I was doing. And a kid came up behind me and just shoved his finger in my ass. And I told
him. Did you thank him?
I said, please don't do that. And he's kept doing it. And I kept, you know, I didn't want to make a big deal out of it or anything because, you know, I didn't want to upset everybody. But I said, please stop shoving your finger in my butt. His mom didn't seem to really, like, care or anything or really be paying attention.
Is this the same mom that the kid was going crazy during yoga?
No. This was an older boy, actually. The kid thought it was great, though. He was laughing and he thought it was hilarious. And, you know, I'm kind of lonely, so I didn't really mind that much.
Any physical contact is good physical contact?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not, beggars can't be choosers, so I was like,
eh. Hey, at least he wasn't playing knockout with you. So that's the thing now in New York.
What's that?
Random people are punching people, random people in the face as hard as they can with the hopes of knocking them unconscious on the street. A few people have died.
Yeah, that's not really a game. That's a crime.
I understand that. Right. That's, yeah. They target Jews. That's the thing that was on the news.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that Mrs. Chibi may be transferred to New York for her job?
Yeah, when?
I may have to tell her about this new game, this new fun game that we may be experiencing.
Well, it wouldn't affect her, just you.
Well, how are they going to know I'm Jewish? I'm too tall. They won't think I'm Jewish.
Nah, you'll be fine.
As long as they don't look at my nose. I'll be fine, I think. Or my penis. Anyway, enough penis and anus jokes. Let's move on to some show feedback, and then we'll eventually get to a lot of PS4 and some Xbox One talk.
Oh, yes. That's me, isn't it?
This is what
take it away.
Sorry, I was expecting you to talk about something, and I completely lost track of thought. So Ecker has to say, Shipwreck came off a tad arrogant on the show. After hearing a couple of claims that he's never wrong, he should learn to be more humble, like Cheapy. Really, Shipwreck, it was a little much last week. I'm always right. I'm always right. We get it. Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he was right again about something that...
He was right again, I know. We'll get to that later.
What was I right about this time?
You predicted the score that the Xbox was going to get from Polygon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What can you do?
I don't know.
We'll hit that up.
Good
in a
for
minute.
You.
Yeah.
Solidarity has to say, I just want to point out that anyone bashing GPD for his taste in consoles need to realize that he is now worse at using a bathroom than his 6-year-old son, as evidenced by this week's bathroom accident.
Well, you don't really know how good or bad Ty is at using the bathroom, so I don't really think that's a fair statement to make.
That is true. I mean, he could take after you.
Although I haven't remembered. Yeah. Now after that mistake, you know, it really only takes one time before you pee all over yourself, before you realize that you'd really need to stand there longer and just wait and shake, you know? It's just one traumatic experience is really all it takes before you make sure that never happens again. It's like when you're tall and you hit your head on something really hard, then for the rest of your life, you just duck when something looks even remotely close.
I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, I do. After I moved to Japan.
I also haven't never peed all over myself, at least not as an adult. So well, there's a couple of things that I just, you know, I won't be part of that
experience.
When
you hit 40, well, get back to me when you hit 40.
I will get back to you when I hit 40.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Anything for Watch This, Bitches? I mean, I haven't watched this week's Arrow yet. But it's on tonight.
Oh, okay. You watched the one from last week, though.
Yeah, it was good. So good.
Shipwreck, you still keeping up with it?
No, we haven't watched any since the last time. But I don't know. Like, I've got the PS4 now.
I know. I understand.
All right, let's do some new... So, are there any new releases that we need to talk about?
Yeah, there's
about?
Some new releases.
There's actually a good amount of new releases. Mm.
Yeah, NBA Live 14, EA's Return to Basketball came out.
Return and Exit?
First and last game?
I feel bad for them because they've been working on trying to get a game out for years now, and it just happens to come out at the same time as NBA 2K just kind of like sets the bar for next-gen games.
Right, not just basketball games, but sports games and regular, any game, really, any genre.
Yeah, that's
a rough thing. But surely they must have known that their game wasn't up to scratch, and couldn't they, like, at some point maybe turn it into more of an arcade-style game where people wouldn't really cared so much, you know, more of an NBA Jam type of situation? Doesn't even need to
they
be...
They tried that once.
Well, they did NBA Jam, right?
But that was supposed to be part of NBA Live 14, wasn't it, Chip?
No, yes. That was supposed to be part of NBA Elite, I think it was called at that time.
Right.
But you understand
yes,
what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, but you really have to see it as kind of like a stepping stone. Like, this is their first attempt, and then they're going to make another one next year. They know they're going to get some sales off of this one just because it's sitting there on store shelves. And people know EA Sports. So they're going to get some sales. I don't know. I've watched videos of it, and it clearly does not stand up next to NBA 2K, but maybe for people who have not played or seen NBA 2K,
that IGN
maybe they'll
video.
Find some enjoyment.
You saw that IGN video where they compare the two?
Yeah, I did, where the guys were just standing around.
Yeah, there's a player, the point guard's got the ball at the top of the key. Nobody's moving at all on defense, offense, just everybody's just completely still forever. Wild.
And then the shot clock winds all the way down and he shoots a three and he makes it. And that's that entire possession. So yeah, the NBA Live is out. I played some of Mario and Sonic at the Sochi 2014 Olympic Winter Games for the Wii U.
Where is Sochi?
Russia.
Oh.
Yeah, it's the Russian Games.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't know about that one. Like, the most disappointing thing about that is a lot of the games you can't play with just the gamepad. You have to break out the Wiimotes. And you can play ice hockey with the gamepad. I played a couple games of ice hockey. I won the gold medal. It's a bunch of mini games. I wish it was more. Like, I wish there was more to it. I wish, because the character lineup is good. It's all the Sega characters, all the Nintendo characters. They just didn't do much with it.
Right.
I don't know. Made for kids, I guess.
All right.
Also out is, speaking of kids, Young Justice Legacy. Do you know anything about that, Wombat?
I haven't seen that game in like a year and a half ago? It's basically like a Marvel Ultimate Alliance style game, but with DC Teen Titan characters. So Robin and Superboy and Aqualad, or whatever they called him on that show. The female Martian Manhunter teenage girl version. So, I mean, I'm sure, I haven't seen a review of it yet. I'm hoping that it's okay. Like, that's really all that game would need to be, is okay. It wouldn't need to be great. But also worth noting that the TV show Young Justice that the game is based on was canceled a year and a half ago
That's what I was going to ask. I was like, this doesn't exist anymore, does it?
No, it's a game based on a show that's no longer on the air. It was a really good show, though.
Really?
So it's kind of a shame.
How could that show be good? It's with kids, superheroes as kids?
No, it's with the younger superheroes, but not them as kids.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Batman was on it.
Like, how young are we talking?
As an adult. And you never watched the other teen? There's actually two Teen Titan cartoons. There's Teen Titans, which was also really good. And there's also Teen Titans Go, which is the new one, which I think Ty would probably really like. That's more of a humor show than a superhero show, though.
I see. We're watching Batman mm-hmm. Beyond right now.
Yeah, it's not like Batman Beyond.
That's a pretty good show, by the way.
It's not bad. It's okay. I'm not a huge fan, but
it was. You know, I was expecting it to be really bad, but it's sort of interesting. Anyway, what else we got? New releases.
There is Adventure Time Explore the Dungeon because I don't know came out.
Have you tried? You haven't tried that.
I haven't tried it. I've watched some videos of it. It's a 4-player co-op dungeon crawl type of thing, like overhead dungeon crawl. It looks kind of fun. I'm not sure what the retail is on it. It looked like an Xbox Live Arcade game to me more than a retail game. So I don't know. I know that show's really popular. I've watched a couple episodes of it. It's cute. Have you guys seen the show?
Yeah, it's
I like
funny.
That show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a show for adults who are high to watch with their kids, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what I've taken away from it.
You're a stand-up guy.
Well, I'm just giving you my interpretation. What else we got here?
We have Band Fuse Rock Legends. Is that the guitar game that you played at E3 like 2 years ago, I bet?
I think that's the one, yeah.
Swell.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the one that uses a real guitar?
There's like two or three of these things that use real guitars now.
Oh, okay, yeah. They all meld together.
I think this is the one you played, though, because the other one's Rocksmith. You might have played that one as well. I'm not sure.
I think I played them both.
So those are out.
All right. I see there's a bunch of Xbox One games, but we've been playing the PS4 versions of most of these, so I guess we'll talk about
I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming out this Friday, because it's all the Xbox stuff. It's for Wii U, it's Super Mario 3D World and Zelda and Mario Party. Everything's dropping this Friday because this is the Friday before Thanksgiving.
Gotcha. All right. Well, then.
Apparently, Amazing Spider-Man came out for the Vita as well.
Wow. Amazing.
Timely.
Spider-Man.
Let's.
The game's okay.
let's move on here. Let's do a quick ad from GoDaddy. Very quickly, some three coupon codes for you for your web hosting and domain registration needs. CAG249 gets you $2.49 domain registrations. CAG32 off one gets you 32% off your order. And Free9 gets you a domain registration with private registration, so people don't know your name and address if you want to like register some really pervy domain name. And that's Free9. For $9. And that's GoDaddy.com, or you can hit the show thread and we'll have all that shit in there. And now, do we get to talk about PS4?
I think you guys should talk about the PS4. I'm going to take a nap.
No, you're going to listen intently and learn.
Teach me. Tell me. Should I ask you questions?
No. Well, yes, no. But
well,
let me.
Well, you can, but not unnatural questions.
I like this question from Opeth525 on Twitter, who wanted to know our honest first impression of the PS4 and what exclusive are we most looking forward to, as opposed to our bullshit impression of the PS4.
I would like to hear your dishonest impressions of the PlayStation 4.
I actually had to amputate my left leg after using it because it was, it took a bite out of it. I don't know. That was not even funny.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't even creative.
No,
was horrible.
It was really bad. I'm leaving. Bye.
Who writes your material? Me?
So, I mean, who should go first, Ship?
One of us.
Yes. Why don't you go first?
Okay. It's a huge, huge step up from PS3. They've fixed so many issues that I had with the PS3 that... I don't know. A lot of people got mad at me for having issues.
Such as?
The load times are severely cut down on everything. Like, it's much snappier of a system.
Mm-hmm.
The installs are quick. The downloads are quick. The messaging system is better. The menu system is not as overwhelming. And it just, everything's a lot more put together this time around.
Well,
like they actually thought some stuff through and weren't just doing it on the fly.
Right. I mean, my first impression was not a great one because I tried to download, you know, you have to download this firmware update and it failed the first two times I tried. It looked like it was working fine, right? It downloaded like 80% of it and quickly. And then just said, timed out, server timed out. And then I tried it again. Same exact thing happened. And then it says suggestions on what you can do. I was like, oh, okay. And you click on the suggestions and it's all like, oh, is the firmware on your router updated? Or things like that. Luckily, I had read on Joystick the day before about you could download the firmware update to a memory stick, and I figured, you know, maybe the servers would be hammered, so I had that shit ready to go. The problem was it never tells you that that's an option. You would have to have read a blog or something to know that you could do that. And then I had to Google even on how to get that going, because if you just plug in the memory stick, it doesn't do anything. You have to boot the system from something called safe mode, which is like this disgusting SD menu. And then, you know, once I figured that out, it worked fine. But, you know, for mom and pop gamer who was buying this game for Junior on, you know, Christmas morning, they're not going to know any of this shit. And they're just going to be stuck in an endless loop of not being able to get the firmware downloaded. It reminded me of the Vita a lot, where that's exactly what happened.
Mine was downloaded and installed in no more than 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, mine, it looked like it was going very fast, and then it just stopped for no reason. So,
I mean, they're having a lot of initial server issues, because it took me a long time that first night to sign in to PSN.
Right, right. But after that...
It's expected.
After that nonsense, which I was sort of expecting, it's like you said, it's a big improvement, and... yeah, everything seems pretty snappy for the most part, and I was able to download. Once I got rid of the Wi-Fi and went for Ethernet cable, I was able to download games from PSN very quickly. Still, again, this thing hates my Apple AirPort Extreme router just so slow.
I'm not sure why, because I have the same exact router you do, and mine's fast now.
Hmm. Maybe it wasn't the router, and maybe it was just the network at the time. Maybe the network was just too crowded when I was trying to do it. I don't know.
It could be. I mean, a lot of these things become network issues.
So what are the good things?
What do you mean?
Well, right now you're just talking about downloading an update. I want to hear things.
Okay.
What else?
Well,
give me more.
The Twitch integration.
Tell me about things that are interesting.
The Twitch integration is really slick. You literally just push the share button. You know, after you set up all your credentials and everything, you just push the share button and you're streaming and like instantly, basically, and you don't notice any hit to the gameplay. I'm sure, I don't know how it really looks on the other end. And I'm sure it's, you know, it takes a hit.
No way currently to watch Twitch, right?
You can, yes.
PS4? Okay, yes. How do you do that?
So there's something called PlayStation Live. It's one of the tiles.
Oh, I've never clicked on that tile.
Yep, and then you can watch all the people who are streaming right there. And but again, the quality was really poor. And I don't know, you know, if that can be fixed or whatever. But in terms of on the streamer's part, it's just very simple to get going. And I had a good time doing it.
I streamed some of NBA. You watched that, right?
That looked actually pretty good. So I don't know. Maybe just some people, their internet.
It's all going to depend on network connection.
So how do people find out, like, say I'm on my computer and I want to watch Shipwreck streaming. How do I find him on Twitch? Do I just have to go to twitch.tv or twitch.com?
Twitch.tv.
And, like, search for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that, or you can set it up to whenever you start sharing, it can automatically send out a tweet or a post on your Facebook wall.
Yeah, it works.
And how long will – and it'll just keep showing you playing that game until you decide to stop and people can hear you?
Yep.
People can hear you. The way up on the screen, you can choose to make it so – I don't know. It takes up maybe 80% of your screen with the game playing, and then the other 20% is you can see what comments people were talking about on your
the
Twitch
chat
page.
Chat
the chat. So you can respond
to
people chatting.
If you had the camera, could people see you in a window or no?
Yep.
Yep, they can if you hook up a PlayStation camera.
Okay. No, that all sounds very cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would want to use it, but it sounds pretty cool for those who do.
And you can the really cool thing is that the DualShock 4 has a microphone and headphone jack in the controller. So you can plug in, you know, the headphones that you use for your iPhone that has, you know, a microphone built into it, and you're good to go. It'll use that microphone and it'll put the game audio into the headphone.
Or you can use the one that came in the box, which is what I was doing.
Right. But then you're listening to game audio in one ear, which is kind of lame.
But I don't think I was.
What do you mean?
You
can set it up.
Set it up to where it comes to the TV still.
Right, right. Yeah, it's cool. It's very cool, very slick, very easy.
The thing with NBA 2K, at least, is the game audio does not stream due to the licensed music in the game.
Well, is that – do we know that's why?
Well, that's what everybody thinks it is.
Because Battlefield, I think, has the same problem.
Okay. So, yeah, some of these things aren't getting the game audio, just the video and the person talking.
Right. So hopefully they can sort that out. Maybe it's just launch issues, but I think that it's working really well for launch.
I think too, like one of the biggest features is how quickly it goes back to the dashboard. Like you can suspend something like just by hitting the PlayStation button, and get to all the different like friends lists and all the different menus and everything. It's really snappy. It's really handy for me, like with a newborn too. Like I can just hit that button and suspend the game and then go do what I need to do and come back.
Which is yell and say, change that damn diaper, woman.
Right. I mean, that's how you do this. I figured that out.
Yeah, no, that's called parenting.
Right. But I think the UI, it's still not like blowing me away, but it's much more usable and
fast.
Quick and easy to understand this time around.
Yep. And the controller is a huge improvement too.
Yeah, I mean it's similar to the cross media bar, but I don't know, it's more vertical now, so they didn't, I don't know, and it's not just all text. So,
and it shows you what your friends are doing in a specific game. You can, you know, hover over a game, and then you have like a page of information about, you know, what if your friends have earned any trophies lately, or if they played it recently, or whatnot.
And it's much easier to like respond to messages and everything than it was before. Like I used to hate doing messages on PS3. It took forever. Now it's real snappy. I can go in and type something back and get back into the game real quick.
And you can use the app. I downloaded the PlayStation app for iPhone, and you can do all that stuff on the app. You can even type, you know, if there's stuff you need to type in on the PS4 dashboard, you can use the keyboard on the iPhone to do that, which I thought was pretty nice.
That is cool.
The areas that need to be improved still are the trophies still have to sync every time you like click on the trophy tab. And it still takes a long time to do that. Really, if you're going to go to look at a trophy, you're just looking to see like, oh, let's see what trophies I could get or what did I just get? That type of thing. And it just takes way too long still. And then the store still sucks.
On the app?
On both.
Oh, okay.
I think the store needs an overhaul. It just feels like you're at a web page.
I see. I don't understand why it keeps trying to sell me PlayStation Plus. I just signed up for a year of PlayStation Plus, and then when I go to the PlayStation Plus section, it's like, join PlayStation Plus. You want a year, 3 months, 1 month? I'm like, no, I just want to see what games I'm getting for free. I don't know.
That's what everything does. I have the same problem with Dollar Shave Club.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, yeah, Dollar Shave Club? It's for $1 a month plus $2 shipping and handling. So $3 a month, really. Should be called $3 Shave Club. You get the first shipment, they send you the handle, the razor handle, and they send you 5 blades a month. And it's for $3 a month. I'm like, I'll give that a shot for $3 a month. And so far, so good. I've had it for a week.
How is that like Dollar Shave Club?
Because every time I go on a website now, because I ordered it online, every ad I get is for Dollar Shave Club.
Oh.
I'm like, I signed up for your damn thing. You don't have to keep trying to sell me.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I missed. I was going somewhere with that, and I got sidetracked.
Right.
Because you asked me a question. How dare you ask me a question?
And the other thing that was sort of confusing is the whole downloading versus installing, and how much time it takes to do those things. So, like, I downloaded NBA 2K14, which is a huge fucking game. Which downloaded
49 gigs.
Right. And it downloaded very quickly. So I was like, cool. And then I went out, I went out for like several hours and I came back and it was still installing. And I guess it's because these files are just so heavily compressed and it's got to unpack it and it just takes forever. But I was surprised really about how long it took. But it did let you play the, I guess like a quick game. You had one mode that you could play while it was still installing. So it's, just
sitting
there.
The discs, based stuff, it's not nearly as annoying as it was last time. Like, I don't even notice it now because I'm kind of trained to just stick a disc in there and not be ready to play right away. But, within minutes, you can start playing on these games while it's installing everything in the background. It's pretty slick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The games you have. Let's talk about NBA 2K.
Okay, let's.
That game's awesome.
It looks like you're watching a TV broadcast.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. Like I think it's the game that like all the other next-gen games are kind of measured against right now. It's just you can clearly look at it and go, "Okay, this is next-gen."
Yeah, it would be impressive, it's super impressive. I wish playing that game, I just wish there was a hockey game that was half of the game, that is, in terms of all the features and just the way the players look and that whole NBA Today thing where it actually shows you footage from today's games and all that stuff. I mean, just, man, I wish the controls were a little easier because there are a lot of controls for that game.
It's got a plus and minuses to that. I mean, a lot of controls mean you can do a lot of cool stuff, like stuff that would actually... You do in basketball. I mean, basketball's a lot more complicated, like on an individual level than like say football, where you're your moves are going to be kind of limited there.
Right.
Basketball is a lot more free form. And it becomes a little bit intuitive once you get used to the little stick motions. Because they've got a lot mapped to that stick. It's got all the different dribble moves and the different kinds of shots you can take. But it's really fluid. Like, just watching the game, like, players react like you'd expect them to.
It's ridiculous. It's just, that's the one word to describe it. It's completely ridiculous how good it looks.
The one big thing they need to improve, though, is the white people hair in that game.
White people hair.
Like, Larry Bird in that game, his hair is ridiculous. It's just, it looks like feathers. It
looks like a wig, a really bad wig.
You know, for the record, Larry Bird's hair does look like feathers.
And he is a bird, as you know.
And he is Larry Bird. So, you're right. I think it's pretty apropos.
Mm-hmm. Apropos, you mean?
No. How tall is he?
You didn't mean that?
No. Is he 5'10", 6'1", with the afro?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should play that sometime, Ship. And you can teach me what to do.
Yeah, we got to get a CAG league together, I think.
Okay.
I think that would be fun. Because I don't think anybody's going to be
good.
That good. I mean, they could be good, but the game kind of, it seems like it kind of keeps it close as well. I don't know if that's your experience, GP.
Yeah, I didn't get blown out too badly when I played my one game.
It gives you a little leniency on shots, which is cool. Like, it kind of teaches you while you're playing too, because it'll show you like how your release was, whether it was too early or too late, but it also shows like how good of a shot selection it was. I don't know if you've noticed that, Cheapy.
Yeah, it does. Sure.
Yeah, like up in the corner. Like, so if you take a good shot selection, it'll give you an A, and then next to that, it'll tell you like you released that late. But I don't know. That's pretty much been the game that I just want to play all the time right now.
Yeah, and the replays. Like, when you watch the replays, it looks like broadcast television. It's crazy. It's just insanely crazy. MSU
what other
Hitman.
Games did you guys get?
Hold on. MSU Hitman writes in and wants to know what we think about the NBA 2K14 being unusable for people without broadband, because you have to connect to the servers, 2K servers, for everything but just a quick game. That's pretty – I didn't realize that.
I heard something about that too. I haven't really looked into it because I'm always connected, so it doesn't affect me personally.
So you're basically telling our listeners to deal with it.
No, I mean, it sucks, but I'm wondering if that's has something to do with like the currency that you're building up, the, I don't know, virtual coins or whatever.
Right.
If they want to keep track of that way people can't cheat at that or something. But I don't know. I know they released a patch or something. I don't know if it fixed this problem.
All right.
But
don't know either. I also got Need for Speed Rivals, which is basically a combination of Need for Speed Most Wanted and Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, which are the last two Need for Speed games. And that's a pretty fucking good
one. The Run was in there in between.
Which one?
The Run.
Run was first, I think.
The Run was in between Hot Pursuit and...
It was?
Wasn't it? I think so. Not that it matters.
Right. Thanks.
Oh, whatever. I'm just being a dick.
Right.
Because I missed the sound of my voice.
Thanks, Dick.
Yep. How was the game?
It's fucking awesome, dude. It's a great combination. You can play as the cop. You can play as the racer. The big addition is this always... You're always playing a multiplayer game. So it's an open world game. And there's always... You're always have like, you know, eight other racers, or maybe less, I guess a maximum of eight, or six or eight, I forget. But they're always in your game, and it's really exciting. Like, you'll see other cops going after a racer, and you'll like pull a 180, like, I'm going to join with these guys, and the helicopter's flying overhead. It looks amazing as well. It looks good enough that I don't feel like I need to check out the PC version. We're having a good time, Ty and I, just playing on this. And
yeah, I'm excited for that one, for when I get my Xbox, to play that, because I think being a police car is going to blow my son's mind. So
it's so cool. And, you know, the best part, of course, is that you can turn the police lights on and off at will. which makes it really fun. So you see a racer going the other way, and you can just, you know, you see if you're driving around on your in your cop car and you see a racer go by you, you pop on the lights, and then all of a sudden you're in a pursuit mode, and you got to try to take the guy out, and then you get points that you can spend on technology for your car, like basically weapons, like, you know, tire strips and EMPs and other realistic police weapons.
Is this all multiplayer, or is it single player as well?
It's seamless. There's no difference between the multiplayer and the single player. So if you're playing and you want to, there'll always be people in your game if you're connected to the internet. Like, it's just the way it is. There's no different, there's no like multiplayer mode. It's just there's people either playing in your game or not. So there's really no difference.
Is there
difference.
Like progression then though?
Yeah.
Like,
as you level up, you unlock new cars and design. Like if you're on the racer side, you can customize your cars and, you know, paint them and upgrade them. And if you're on the cop side, you're basically just buying new technology for your car to take out other racers. It's awesome. It's really, really awesome. So yeah, definitely check that out. And you got Assassin's Creed 4, which I also got, right, Chip?
Yeah. To start with, that game did not look so hot, but then they put out a patch that I guess unlocked the native 1080p and anti-aliasing.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks okay now.
I mean,
it looks like a 360 game that got ported to PC. Like, that's what it reminds me of. I'm used to seeing games that look like this.
Mm-hmm.
Fun game though.
The setting, I think, is a lot more colorful than the previous games, which I think adds a lot more foliage and things of that nature. So it does have a different look than the other Assassin's Creed games, I thought. And certainly
a little bit. I mean, I'm still on the,
is it a fun game? I mean,
it seems pretty fun so far. I haven't played that much, but the big difference now is you're a pirate, so you have a ship and you have sea battles. Although they had that in the last one, didn't they? Did you control? Yeah, I only got like 5 hours into
the problem with sea battles and owning a pirate ship is that it sounds cool. And it sounds really boring at the same time.
What? How could that be boring?
I don't know. Like, oh, I'm on a boat, and the boat's moving at the speed a boat moves with sails.
No, but you're fighting dudes with cannons, and you're like, boy, yeah, I guess you board the ships and stuff.
It's not slow.
Okay, that's my fear, is that it's, when you say it to me, I think slow.
Nah.
It's okay.
This is action-packed. Like, you're firing off
action-packed
cannonballs. Like, just like constantly, pretty much. But I've only had one ship battle so far because
the tutorial, right?
Yeah, basically. The tutorial ship battle.
Yeah,
I think I'm getting close to getting my ship. With these games, I'm very much like Assassin's Creed games. You basically get a map, and then you open up the map and you see all these icons on it, and you go and you climb the tower, you chase the eagle off of the top of the building, you synchronize that part of the map, and then you go and you go like, okay, I'm gonna go get that feather or whatever, and I'm gonna go get this chest, I'm gonna go assassinate that dude, and then like 4 hours later you have done absolutely nothing but just clear these icons off the screen.
I think Mrs. Chibi was ready to divorce me because I didn't want to get like one of the chests. I was just like, fuck it, who cares? Like, you know, it's like right in the beginning, I'm like, this is the tutorial, we don't need to get all the chests. and she's like, but it's right there, just go get it, go back and get it. I'm like, no, okay. And like, meanwhile, you know, by the time we put Ty to bed and everything, we have about, if we're lucky, an hour before Mrs. Chibi's got to get ready for bed. I'm like, fuck the chest, let's just go and just get on the boat and just get going. And she was pretty pissed off, but anyway, I'm looking forward to playing
what other games are you guys playing?
I want to hear about Killzone.
Tell me about Killzone A.
I've only played maybe an hour and a half of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have really firm opinions on it yet. It looks really good. it reminds me of Crysis a lot in the way that it's not linear anymore. You can have like a couple different ways you can go about getting through the situations. At the same time, there's also a lot of bad like prompting in this game. It's hard to tell where you're supposed to be going. I've died a few times just because I would be dropping off like a little bit of a cliff, maybe not more than 3 feet, not anything that was like, say that I shouldn't go that way. And then I just instantly die. And then the checkpoints are insanely long.
I saw you and Scorch talking about that same section on Twitter. You both couldn't figure out.
Yeah, it happened to both of us. So it's not uncommon. Like there's this building, it's very early in the game. And there's building, and you have this this drone with you called an owl the whole time now. And you can set up the owl to do different things. You do this with the touchpad that's on the controller. You can set it to attack or to hack or to send out this zip line. There's one other thing it can do too. I don't remember what the fourth one is. But so you send out these zip lines, which is a cool idea. And there's this building, and it's kind of bombed out. And so you can zip line from one side of it to the other side to get where you need to go. So you do that, and then like there's like a staircase. So I go down the staircase, and then it leads you to this area. It's like, well, I guess I could drop down and then go down there. But in reality, it wants you to zip line back to the other side of the building to climb up. But there's nothing really that, other than trial and error, would get you to go that way. So it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of disappointing. Like it doesn't make me want to keep playing it when it's like I play for a half hour, figure out where I'm supposed to be going, and then I get killed, and then I have to do that same part again.
The checkpoints, you said, are pretty shitty.
Yeah, they're pretty far apart, which I'm sure in reality they're not that far apart, but when you don't know where you're supposed to be going.
Right.
It seems like they didn't really, like, if you knew where you're supposed to be going when you're playtesting it, it probably seems fine. But if you're like me and I see like stuff off in the distance and want to go look at it, it takes a long time to get to the next checkpoint.
Problems like that with Halo 4.
Yeah, I didn't know where I was supposed to go. And then I stopped.
Yeah,
playing.
And then I would go playing. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then I'd die and I'd be a half hour behind. I'm like, this is dumb.
And this is much less linear than a Halo game.
Hmm. By the way, big props to Assassin's Creed 4 for having really nice checkpoints. I've been dying and failing a lot because I just suck in general. And very generous checkpoints.
Yeah, very generous. It just like spits you out like right next to it. It's like, right,
because I could tell, you know, Mrs. Chibi was about to divorce me again when I kept dying. You know, like I said, we have an hour to play and I keep dying and I'm just horrible. Keep getting seen, but just starts you right fucking right there. So it was beautiful.
But the graphics in Killzone they're what I would expect it to be. They're really nice looking. It's a lot more colorful than the past Killzones, similar to Assassin's Creed. It's got a lot more color in it. It almost is like so good looking that it's hard to see the enemies because you're like in a forest area.
And things are moving around in the background and things like that.
Yeah, look, there's just like so much going on.
And in between them.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you played Rezogun?
I have. That's Defender.
It is like Defender, isn't it?
I knew nothing about it going in other than people were raving about it and comparing it to Geometry Wars.
And it's free, right?
For PS Plus.
PlayStation Plus, yes.
Yeah. Well, you both have PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, I tried it. It's a game for people who are like really good at Twitch type games, I think, yeah. Right? Yeah.
I really enjoy it. I need to put more time into it. I don't think it quite has the replayability of a Geometry Wars, just because it's more level based than a Geometry Wars is.
Instead of score based.
I really liked, and I still really like, I don't know why I say it in the past, Super Stardust HD. And I know it's made by the same guys. Does it feel like that at all? Or
yeah, because the map is, the play area is a sphere.
It's Defender. It's the play area is Defender.
Except it's a sphere instead of a flat. No.
Got it.
No, it's flat.
But you see the, you can see it.
You could see the planet the in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see the curve, but it's, yeah, it's Defender. It's a, right. it's a ring looping. That you're yeah. playing on.
And I didn't, somehow I didn't know that the DualShock 4 had a speaker in it until I started playing that game.
Nobody did.
And it's because it's like talking to you through the speaker. It's, I mean, it's completely unnecessary in that game. I don't know. I don't think it really added anything to it, but I was like, oh, hello there. How are you? But that's kind of cool. I also tried Flower because since I got it for free, since I already owned it on PS3. And yeah, that looks quite nice in full HD. I actually played through the first level. Very, very pretty.
How about Flow? Did you check out Flow yet?
No. Is that, I don't know if that's on there. Is that on there?
I don't think that's on there.
Oh, I thought it was supposed to be on there.
It's Sound Shapes, Flower, and one other one? Isn't Contrast also free?
Yeah, Contrast is free.
Yeah, yeah, I downloaded that too, but I haven't played it.
Some of that. That one seems like it's a really neat idea, but it's really not ready to be released yet. It seems like they might have rushed that out for launch.
Huh.
But
maybe they'll patch it.
It's a cool little platformer.
Cool.
It's the type of game that you could play. Are we going to talk about remote play at all? Is that on the outline?
You can talk about it right now.
You can talk about whatever you want. It's your show, man.
I didn't
want
to jump ahead.
Let your freak flag fly.
Now's the time to talk about it.
Have you tried out remote play yet, GP?
I have not, but I did update my Vita to prepare for it.
Okay. Remote play, it works. It's not surprising that it works because the Shield also does. We've been talking about that for a while. So same type of thing. It's a little bit easier to connect than what the Shield is. Like it connects every time pretty much. I've only had one failure, I think, so far. And it can wake up your PS4 from sleep mode and everything. The lag and latency is pretty minimal, I've found so far. It's definitely, you're going to notice like little graphical hiccups and everything occasionally. But it's going to be fine for the simpler games, like a Contrast, maybe like a Resogun, although Resogun seems like it's a little bit too twitch based that if one of those graphical hiccups might happen that you might die. So I don't know if I could play Resogun on it. My big hang up is that all the buttons aren't there, and it's, some people are going to be fine with that. They're going to be okay with, you're missing basically R2, L2, R3, and L3. So four buttons on the controller. And you might not think that those buttons are used a lot, but if you're playing something like a Killzone or an Assassin's Creed, you use every freaking button on the controller. Like, we're so trained to do it by now. So it's really annoying to me to have those four buttons map to the rear touch. Like, I find myself, I'm either hitting those buttons accidentally because that's where my fingers need to go to hold a PS Vita.
Right,
or
right.
That they just don't respond.
That sounds like the problem that I have with the Shield, and that if I'm going to be playing a game, any game, I want to play it using the best controller that I have. I'm not going to do as well playing on a controller that's not as good as the one that I'm used to, or just an inferior control method. And the Shield controller is, you know, it's not as good as an Xbox controller or a DualShock 4. So I don't know why.
It's closer than this is.
It's closer. It has all the buttons, but it just, you know, the sticks aren't as good. Nothing about it is as good.
Right.
Basically. But at least it has all the buttons.
So this works. It's neat. It's a nice idea, but I just wish Sony had planned this out ahead of time with the Vita. Because it wouldn't have taken a lot to get those other buttons on there.
Maybe they'll just come out with a screen that attaches to a DualShock 4.
That could work great.
Maybe.
If they could get that to work, that'd be great. I mean, I think there's value in the remote play, simply because, if your significant other wants to watch TV or you just want to play something in bed, it makes sense. Like, you can connect to your PS4. It turns it on. You can play stuff really quickly. It's just the controls are an issue for me. I don't like that.
Right.
Overall, I got to say, I'm very happy with the PlayStation 4 and the games that are available for it. I have three awesome games to play, and at least, you know, I'm talking Need for Speed, Assassin's Creed, and NBA, and there's even, you know, there's other ones that appeal to other people. But to have that at a launch, I think that's very impressive, and that's good. It's good for everybody. Even though those are multi-platform games, still, it's still good.
That's not a bad thing either.
No, it's great. I think it's great.
I can't wait to see what NBA 2K looks like on Xbox One.
Yeah, that'll
you'll find out in 2 days.
Yeah, I know. Very soon.
I'm expecting that it's not going to look as good. That's what I'm expecting.
I am
too. Probably won't.
Here's a question that will segue us perfectly into the Xbox One. Reclusive Racer asks, do you think the Xbox One will match or exceed Sony's 1 million day one PS4 sales? If not, should Microsoft be worried? Thanks. People seem to forget like what matters in this. And it's not how many you can really sell per se. It's how many you can make. Because these guys are going to sell out these systems for the next couple months. So whoever can make more is going to sell more. I mean, hopefully. Hopefully none of these guys are going to have stuff sitting on store shelves for very long. But that's what
neither one of them is. These are all going to sell out.
Right. So that's what it comes down to. So when Sony or Microsoft puts out a press release saying that we broke all records, selling 1 million in one day, I mean, yeah, of course, people wouldn't buy it if it sucked, but it's really a compliment to the manufacturing techniques that they make. You know, they only were able to make, I think, like 250,000, I think, at launch for PS3 for like the launch month. So, yeah, they're just able to make a lot more. These Chinese factories now, people are living in the factories making this shit for us, so... That's what it's really all about. So, yeah, it doesn't matter really what these numbers at this point. In a year from now, yeah, then you can start to look at the numbers and we'll know something more. But for now, it basically means nothing.
I know some people wanted us to talk about the failure rate too on the PS4.
Okay.
Because I know that there's PS4s failing, but I don't. Mine's working great. Mine's quiet.
Yeah.
It doesn't get too hot. Mine's working good, so I can't really speak to the failures yet. Like, we need more data to see if it's a widespread problem. So yeah. If yours doesn't work, that sucks. Sorry.
Yeah, a friend of mine from high school, he got one that died.
Yeah, I know several people that had theirs aren't.
A lot of these seem to be like HDMI heart or handshake issues too, though.
Hmm.
So
PS3 had the same problem at launch, by the way. One of my most viewed videos on YouTube is the PS3 handshake problem video. So you'd think they could have fixed that. But anyway, let's talk about the Xbox One because the embargoes are lifted. The shit's coming out on Friday.
I'm getting one of these as opposed to the console.
Right.
And people miss the sound of my voice.
Yay. Especially you.
I do. I love the sound of my voice.
So did you read any of the reviews, Wombat?
I read up, yeah, I read the fancy Polygon review that has a score on it.
Is that the only one that has a score? Oh, no, The Verge gives a score too, I guess.
Yeah, but that's the same thing.
Yeah, same size.
It's the same company.
Different score, though.
Different score, same company.
Yeah, so Shipwreck was right again. He's Polygon came out with a 7.5 for PS3, F4, he said, well, this leaves the door wide open for them to drop an 8 on the Xbox and have the internet burn itself to the ground. And Pete Markov wrote in and wanted to know our thoughts on ReviewGate over at Polygon. Do people really, people really think there's some conspiracy, or if it really matters that a website gave one machine a 7.5 and another an 8 at launch, like there's really like a huge difference there? I mean, people need to sort of get over it. It means basically nothing. It means they liked it a
also,
little better.
I mean, it's so strange buying a console at launch after the previous, I guess, still technically current generation. And they, and it's funny because they showed this in the video that Polygon made. It's actually a really nice video, the review video for the Xbox.
Okay.
Just showing how the operating system changed on the Xbox 360 over time.
Oh yeah, it's like a completely different system. Same with the PlayStation.
Exactly.
Well, the PlayStation looks the
not
same.
Not as much on the PlayStation.
The feature set changed.
Feature set changed on the PlayStation. The operating system.
But the basic UI look, the cross-media bar never really changed. But, correct. You know, so to say that the console you're buying today for either one of these consoles is going to be the same console you have in 7 years or even
no, it's
3 years.
Talk. It's crazy talk. Yeah. So I wouldn't think that anybody should really worry about that score.
I think some of the difference just becomes... Part of it is the potential shown too. Whereas with the PS4 right now, it is very much you can play games on it. It's got some apps on there. It's got the Netflix and Hulu and some apps that are there. But it's very clear that it's like this thing plays games,
and that's how they're marketing it.
Yeah, and. By their operating system and their UI, it's very clear why they're marketing it that way, because
that's what they got.
It's clearly not a direct competitor for all these other things that the Xbox is trying to do.
Right. The Xbox is going after Apple TV as well, you can see. And all those different Roku and all those
boxes. I would say
Xbox has a more
ambitious vision for what their thing is than Sony does. That's not a bad thing, Sony people. Sony's said they're concentrating on games, and they know how to do that. Xbox, it's just more ambitious. It's a larger leap to make to do what they're doing.
You know, the question I get asked a lot in the last few months is, why did I pre-order an Xbox One and not a PlayStation 4? And, you know, one of the reasons is, of course, when I finally pre-ordered something, it was the only one available. And the other reason is, you know, a lot of comments I see on message boards and the like is, you know, what kind of an idiot has cable and watches football? And I'm like, well, I'm that kind of idiot that has cable and watches football.
A lot of idiots that do that. Quote unquote idiots.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm the idiot that watches football and I have cable and I like the whole idea and reading about it and knowing that in 2 days I'll really get to experience it, to me, that is something that is very exciting and appealing to me.
You're going to have a super TV.
Exactly. And it may not be appealing to you. And there's nothing in it, like Shipwreck just said a minute ago, there's nothing wrong with that. But this is the thing. I am the target. I am that target. I want to be able to play Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit, and have Monday Night Football playing in the corner.
Rivals.
Rivals, whatever it is. You understand.
I know.
Need for Speed with police cars.
Of course. Yeah, I think there's a lot of people. Guy. I think that market is actually bigger than just the straight-up gamer market. But, you know, whatever. We don't need to, like, start
I think there's sort of a, and I'm sure I'll get comments from people say, oh, that's not me. I think there is definitely a 30-something dad market that Xbox is trying to hit.
What about 40-something?
And 40-something. I forgot how old you are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please forget that, by the way. Continue to forget that.
But I think when you think about it, this is, you know, this is the first console cycle where the strength of the market has really been there for such a long period of time, if I'm making any sense. Where, you know, the PlayStation 1 generation, which would be really, you know, we were teenagers when the PlayStation 1 came out. You know, just getting 18 years old, we're still playing games. Whereas, you know, the Atari generation wasn't really playing games anymore by the time they were in their 30s. Not as many as there are of our generation.
I don't know. Who knows? Anyway,
I'm making a point here, and then you have to throw me off and say, what am I talking about? I'm saying that there's a viable market for older gamers that didn't exist 10 years ago.
Sure. I mean, we're the generation that grew up with everything.
Yeah. And but 10 years ago, we weren't in our 30s 10 years ago. We weren't parents 10 years ago. So But also 10 years ago, the people that were in their 30s weren't really buying video game consoles.
I don't think that's the case. It was a smaller number, but...
That's exactly what I'm saying. It was a smaller... 10 years ago, there was a much smaller number of people in their 30s plus buying video game consoles for themselves.
Point made.
Thank you. Ding. And I think that it's smart for Microsoft to focus on building a console that has an appeal to that 35 plus market that does other things.
Yeah, I do. I agree.
There you go. Yeah. So there. It took a little while to get there.
But we made it.
But we made it. And you guys actually agree with me. So suck it, Shipwreck.
I'm sorry I helped you make your point.
Right.
How dare you?
Just suck it. But we did learn from the reviews that the Kinect voice control stuff does appear to actually work, and that the app switching does appear to be as quick as advertised. So that's exciting, because that was sort of the big thing that I was worried about the most, and one of the things that I was looking forward to the most. So I am excited to have Super Skype in my living room, and hopefully Super Netflix and all that shit.
Did they ever give a reason why this thing isn't 1080p, like native? It just seems...
What thing?
The Xbox One.
I think...
Well, I mean, this whole like resolution issue between the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Supposedly it can be. I think it's just harder to divide.
Forza is.
I don't want to talk about anything that has to do with anything good idea. Technical, because I'm just going to be wrong.
So yeah, it's not... I'll tell you why. I can explain it.
Explain it.
The Xbox uses a slower memory. I believe the GPU is not as powerful as the PlayStation 4.
Right, right. It's just surprising that they went through all this trouble to do all these other things, and I guess they decided that this was the hardware they needed to do it, but I don't know. That's just the surprising part of this now, is that... Yeah, I mean, it's going to be clear that the PlayStation 4 is going to put out the better graphics.
But Forza is 1080p, 60 sure. frames per second.
Some games will be like that.
Yeah, it's all about, it's all compromise, right? You have a set amount of hardware that can do so much, and from there you decide, what the resolution is going to be, what the frame rate target is, what type of anti-aliasing you're going to use, what type of lighting effects you're going to use. All these things affect... what the frame rate and resolution is going to be.
And a lot of it will come down to whichever one of these consoles sells more, because that's what developers are going to program for.
So we shall see. What do we got? Also, did we say that Twitch, we talked about the Twitch streaming, that's not coming till next year on Xbox One. And also, what else? Was there something else missing that people were expecting? I can't remember.
I'm sure there is.
Right. Oh, yeah, KTS Daddy wrote in and said neither next-gen system will play 3D Blu-rays at launch, which is sort of weird. I don't know why that is. Lickchan wants to know what games we're all getting for Xbox One. Wombat, why don't you go?
Sure. I am going to be getting Need for Speed Police Cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also going to be getting Lego Marvel, because that is now coming back. That is now going to be a launch game again.
Yay.
Yeah, I know. I'm very excited. And I hope to be able to pick up Zoo Tycoon as well. I'm going all family friendly. And you know why? Because it's going to be cold this weekend. There's not going to be much playing outside. And I'm going to be able to play with my new toy and keep the kids entertained at the same time. Which really makes me the world's greatest dad.
Mm. What about you, Ship?
I'm also going with Zoo Tycoon. And... Rise, and Forza, and Dead Rising 3.
I am going Forza. I saw the reviews for Forza were really good, right? I didn't read any of them.
And there's a Ford Fiesta in it, so how can you go wrong?
Right. I won't be driving that.
Yes, you will.
Never. Unless they make me do it. Did the reviews for Rise come out yet, or no? Not yet.
No.
Rise reviews come out Thursday.
Yeah, I think I'm getting Forza is what I'm getting. And probably just Forza for now. It seems, yeah, that's probably all I need. And Skype, I'm getting Skype. Did I mention Skype?
We're going to Skype together, right?
Sure.
We'll test it out. We'll check it all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to get Zoo Tycoon for Ty?
No. He's happy with Need for Speed, so I'm right there. I don't know. Well, I don't even know.
Cheapy hates his son. We know that. It's
official. Actually, I don't know anything about Zoo Tycoon, to be honest.
It's a zoo. It's like the old Zoo Tycoons, but it also has like Kinectimals features as well.
Is it a Kinect game?
It's both. Yeah, so it uses Kinect and controller.
Okay, so maybe we'll check that out. The problem with all these downloadable games is like I wind up impulse buying everything. So you never know what I'll actually wind up with. I talk a big game saying I'm only going to get Forza, but who knows what I'll actually wind up pulling down. Nintendo. Remember Nintendo?
So, yes, I'm still playing The Legend of Zelda on the 3DS.
How are you liking that?
That game is so damn good. If I had to pick my favorite game of the year today, it would probably be that game.
Wow.
It's fun. I have one dungeon left to complete to finish the game proper. But I'm pretty far into it, obviously. And I really like just the whole setup. The puzzles are really smartly laid out. It's just a very well-made, fun game, handheld or not. Hmm. So, and especially if you're, you know, a fan of Zelda, The Legend of Zelda. It has enough, like I said last week, it has enough new, but it still has plenty of old. I can't say enough good things about it. Even some of the things that some of the people complained about are the things that I've liked about it. Although overall, the review scores have been crazy high. Right. So
I heard the music is outstanding.
The music is the best part. It's, you know, it's Zelda music, but it just sounds so good. And I've been playing it on the train to and from work every day. And it just, my commute, like, I have to keep an eye when I'm coming home that I don't miss my station.
Nice.
But it really is. It's really awesome. And I don't want to like spoil anything for people. I don't know. Can you spoil a Zelda game? I don't even know.
Mm.
But I haven't even used the boomerang. Haven't even used it.
Cool. Well,
yeah.
Maybe I'll try it at some point. So Nintendo, this was pretty funny. And this is something that I know that we talked about on the CADcast before. And I talked about on 8-4 Play last week when I was on there. That I always said that Nintendo, that the problem with the Wii U is they should have come out with a bunch of educational games for kids on the tablet part and sort of positioned it that way. And then maybe they would have had some actual sales on the thing. And sure enough, some engineer at Nintendo started tweeting out that they're working on a Nintendo Android tablet that will play educational games starring Nintendo characters. Which was really a stupid thing to do. Why would you tweet that out?
That seems like a really weird idea anyways. Like you already have you already have the portable thing. It's the 3DS.
And right. The 2DS.
And the Wii U with the tablet. Or it is a tablet.
Yeah, but you can't take it with you. I mean, that's the big thing there. But you already have devices that would do this. So it's really weird that Nintendo would want to do an Android tablet.
Or why even make a tablet? Just put the games out for iOS and Android. If you're going to put out educational stuff, right? So it's you still have your proprietary. If you really want like a real Mario game, a real Zelda game, you're going to have to play it on Nintendo hardware. But for an educational game, which you could potentially sell a lot of on iOS and Android just because of the huge install base, why would you bother like locking this down on a specific Nintendo tablet? It seems to make zero sense to me. So I don't know. Hopefully they figure that shit out.
I'm interested to see if Super Mario 3D World can sell Wii U's this holiday.
It's supposed to be excellent.
It's supposed to be great. I'm sure it is great. After playing the PS4, I'm really even more concerned about the Wii U now.
Mm. Oh, because the difference is so striking.
Yeah, it's. I understand they're going after different markets because the Wii U is clearly going after the kids market now, and the uber nerds. I mean, like myself, that have to have it because it's a Nintendo product. But it's just going to get, it's going to be really hard to sell when they're sitting next to the store shelves by each other.
Don't you think it would, I was thinking about this today, that is there a reason why 3DS games or now 2DS games, because they, you know, 3D is now not a major point of the handheld anymore, that those games aren't also being sold on the eShop, on the Wii U?
I've talked about this before. I think that it would be an excellent idea if they merged the two platforms to where you could play your 3DS games on your Wii U as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to play this Zelda game. Would be great on a big screen on the Wii U. And all of the touch stuff would be, you know, would be fine. There's a screen on the controller. It's not like we're talking anything crazy. I mean, that's really all the Wii U is. Yeah.
They've made the same system. They just haven't made the games compatible between the two.
And I'm trying to figure that out. Because 3DS games in general, I mean, there are so many good ones already that it would be an instant large library for this console. You know, there's how many? 4 different games with Mario in the title? There's a Luigi game. There's 2 Pokemon games. There's a Zelda game. There's Animal Crossing. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this when the Wii U came out. I think they would have really done themselves a favor if they would have put a DS card slot in the Wii U to where you could stick in your old DS games or your 3DS games and play them on the Wii U as well. Because everybody has those libraries built up already.
Yeah. Yeah. I still think the name DS Home is better than the Wii U.
Yeah, Wii. Anything with a Wii in it was a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
On the PC side, I just want to say that I started playing X Rebirth, which is the open world, like space exploration, trading / combat.
It's 4X games, right?
It's not a 4X game.
It's not a 4X game, just a 1X. No.
This is 4X games are like strategy games. This is you have a spaceship and you're flying it around. It's like Wing Commander. It's like Elite, like the really old school game where you have a ship and you can have combat, but you're also trading between ports to make money and upgrade your ship and all that stuff. And that is a good-looking game. That is a gorgeous, gorgeousity game. But I really only played it for about an hour, and it's a little wonky. Like, it doesn't have quite as much polish in, like, the, you know, like the voice acting and the tutorials and stuff, but it looks so good. And let me put it this way. There are space highways. So, you know, you're flying around in space, and if you need to go to, like, another galaxy, there's, like, a blue, you know, like space tube, and you go into the tube and you're like whoosh, and then there's different lanes in the space highway, so you're like going up and down, and there's different ships, and you want to like slipstream behind the other ships, but sometimes the other ships are too slow, and then you got to switch to another lane so you can go faster. It's pretty interesting, but I haven't really played enough of it to really tell you any more than that, but so far it's
a space
cool.
Traffic sounds
there's space
sounds
there's there's well yeah. It's pretty cool. A couple of CAGBAT questions and then we can get out of here. MB Grondahl asks, how is PS Plus going to keep up its recent pace of free games on PS4? Not much to choose from. Ship. How?
I think they're going to offer up some of these indie games that they have in the works.
There's a lot of those coming.
Yeah, there's a lot of indie games that they have coming, and I'm sure they can strike deals with those indie game people where they get a... I'm sure what happens here is they have to get some cut from PlayStation.
Of course.
So I'm sure indie developers are more than happy to sign up for that, especially if they don't think their game is going to... Like, they do the math, and they figure out what they think it would sell and versus what cut they can get off of PlayStation Plus what it'll sell to non-PlayStation Plus members. So it's going to be the indie games.
Good answer.
Octodad, probably.
Good. That game is hilarious. Dr. Claw 411 asks, wanted to know how the Retron 5 is doing in terms of pre-orders from CAGS. It's basically sold out at this point, so there's probably good there was probably a good idea of how many kegs will be launch day buyers. Yeah, there were a couple of hundred pre-orders on keg. So I would say it did pretty well. I think it was about half of what the Vita did. I don't know that that really tells you much because the price difference is pretty big. And they're two completely different things. But just to give you some perspective. Gano wants to know if we're doing some sort of traditional live show on Black Friday. But now I saw that the Black Friday deals are they're doing it on Wednesday now. It's getting completely fucking ridiculous. Like these stores are trying to outdo each other. So now Brown Thursday wasn't good enough. So now is White Wednesday. I don't know. It's really weird. We'll do something at some point, or I'll do something at some point. Somebody will be doing something at some point that will be live, either with voice or a voice and or video. And I wanted to give a shout out to NeoGAF because I read the thread on the last 8-4 play appearance I went on.
And
no, it was fine. People were really good. In fact, people were saying that the comments from the previous show were kind of ridiculous. People were just unreasonable and nobody could provide any quote of anything ridiculous I said. They just, were just being haters. And so shout out to a very reasonable bunch of comments. And even more importantly, people really like Scott on the Scott Popular was on the show with me and Mark, and a lot of love for Scott, which made me feel good. So, yeah, I think that's it. I think we can be done. So I'll remind you all to follow us on Twitter, CheapyD, Wombat527, Shipwreck. Definitely
5277.
5277. Yeah, that other guy is a Wombat impersonator who's exactly. been banned.
I'll be at Walmart for the Xbox One launch Thursday at midnight.
Excellent.
I fought off the crowds, if you guys saw that on Twitter.
No crowd.
For the PS4.
Right.
That was surreal. Like, I expected a little bit of a crowd at least.
And there's literally
nobody.
I rolled
into Walmart 10 minutes till midnight and had to find somebody to let me know where I needed to go to check out to get my PS4.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see if there's any difference with the with Xbox. And if there is, people will accuse you of
hiring
those people.
It'll be my fault that there is a line for the Xbox One when there was not one for the PS4 somehow.
Right, right. You definitely want to be following at Video Game Deals this time of year if you're not already to get the video game deals, obviously. And we just hit 70,000 followers. So shout out to Wario64, who does most of the heavy lifting on that account. And we're also on Facebook, facebook.com/GBassGamer. Of course, you want to listen to Wombat's other podcast, Uninformed Opinions with Christian Spicer. What's the topic this week?
Thanksgiving.
I like that. I'm actually having Thanksgiving dinner on Saturday this week.
What the fuck is that about?
It's Japan.
Stupid Japan.
I'll probably have like many Thanksgiving dinners because for like the next 2 weeks, Tokyo American Club will like just serve turkey all the time, everywhere. You want like a turkey omelet? Sure. Turkey for lunch? Sure.
Have turkey. White people like turkey. Have some turkey.
Exactly. Exactly. So happy Thanksgiving, blah, blah, blah. I think that's it, right? We're done. Are we done? We are done. Thank you.
Bread's done.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bread's done.
Thank
Bread's
you.
Done.
Thank you.
Bread,
thank you.
The bread is done.
I'm running away from home. My parents are mean. Where will you go? I'm not sure, but I'll show them.
That's right. You'll show them how mean you can be.
Shipwreck!
Isn't it better to try to solve problems instead of running away from them?
I could try talking to my parents again.
Yeah, tell them how you feel. And remember, running away
leads nowhere.
Now I know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!